Okay, we'll start. I have to finish on time today, so I'm a little few minutes early, in fact. So if we don't start, we're not going to be able to finish. Okay, we've been learning the last few times about Dover Charif and Duchke de Sakina. That means that even though normally taste from one thing to another doesn't travel without heat, but this is the exception, where you have two conditions that come together. You have pressure, knife cutting something, and the thing that you're cutting is a Dover Charif. So the classical case is you have an onion or a radish, and you cut it with a milchik, a knife. Milchik meaning that it has been used at some point for really hot milchiks that would make it real milchik. Even if the knife is not a benyomo, even if it hasn't been used for 24 hours, where normally the taste is already considered not a taste, but when it comes to a Dover Charif, something pungent, sharp, it renews the taste. So then, the halacha is that the onion becomes now milchik, and you can't eat it with fleishiks, and you can't cook it in fleishiks, and you have to treat it as if it would be a cheese. It's milchik. So that is There are some leniencies. What exactly is considered a Dover Charif and not? We said various things. Those things where there is a doubt, it could be there's a place to be makel that if the knife wasn't used within 24 hours, that it doesn't make the thing milchik or fleishik. Okay, that's one possible leniency where there's a doubt, whether we'll get to that in a second, what kind of things are like that, and what are some of the common problems with this, aside from cutting onions or whatever. I want to speak about two specific cases. One is spearing pickles out of a pickle jar with a fork or knife that's not parv. Okay? You have pickles. Now, it's a shaila whether pickles are considered a Dover Charif or not. L'chora, half-sour pickles are not a Dover Charif. Real sour pickles, right, and they're in brine, you have to be machmer as if they are a Dover Charif. So if you cut a pickle with a milchik knife, you have to treat it with milchiks. You shouldn't eat it with leishiks. However, that you can control. What happens, though, if you spear a pickle out of the jar with a fork, right? Does that become milchik or not, or a fleishik? You have a fleishik, a fork, you put it into a pickle jar and put it into a pickle, or you, pierce the pickle with it. So there's a few questions over here. First of all, is piercing the thing, is that called duchke de sakina? Is that called pressure? It's not the same kind of pressure you put when you bear down on something with a knife, but there is pressure. It's not without pressure. If you take a spoon and take the pickle out, there's surely no shaila. It doesn't become milchik, and the brine doesn't become milchik, and if the spoon was 100% clean, there's no problem. It's better to take it out with a power of a spoon. But if you have a clean milchik or fleishik spoon, you could use them interchangeably and take pickles out for milchik meals with a milchik spoon and for fleishik meals with a fleishik spoon, there's no problem. Because there you're not. Same thing goes with sauerkraut. Taking sauerkraut out of a jar, as long as you're sure that the knife or the fork or spoon is clean, right, it's no problem. The problem is only when you actually spear things through. And even there, it's a good idea to make sure they use only clean utensils and don't end up putting a little bit of milchiks or fleishiks in the same thing, whether it's mayonnaise or whatever it may be. But if you use clean utensils, no matter what they are, that's not a problem. The problem is only when there's some kind of pressure. So now the question is like this. You took a pickle out with a fork, and now that pickle may become milchik because you speared it through with a milchik or fork. On the other hand, there's a few different possible leniencies. One is that's not pressure. Second of all, pickles may not be a Dover Charif. Okay. Thirdly, could be that even if that part of the pickle becomes milchik, it's bottle in all the other pickles and the pickle itself. So therefore, lechatchila, you should not take a fork to take pickles out of a pickle jar unless you're going to use that pickle jar totally for milchiks or for fleishiks. And then you use the fork that fits that jar. Since most of the time people don't do that, you should use a part of a fork, lechatchila, to take the pickles out of the pickle jar, get a special pickle fork for the thing. B'di'evid, if you did it, it doesn't aser anything, it doesn't become milchik or fleishik, and you can use it with the other. But lechatchila, it's not a good idea to use milchik or fleishik or forks for pickles that you're going to want to use for both, or either, okay, whatever. That's one thing. That is another thing. This I do get shilas on a lot, and we'll see once again how we paskin here. There's a chiddush of the Chochmas Adam that not only does the pressure of a knife that's milchik make the onion milchik, but if you have a par of a knife and a par of an onion, but it's on a cutting board that's milchik, or a cutting board that's fleishik, or a plate that's milchik or fleishik, then when you cut down and you obviously hit the plate, the plate, the taste of the plate goes into the onion. So you could be cutting an onion with a par of a knife on a milchik plate and the onion become milchik. Or the opposite, where you have a plate that's, what's it called, that's fleishik, and you're cutting a onion with a milchik knife, it could be that you trafe up the plate, because the pressure of the knife as it comes down on the plate, right, imparts the taste of the onion into the plate. And if the onion now is milchik because you used a milchik knife, the plate is fleishik. Now you have the plate that has milchik and fleishik in it. So the plate's treif. L'chatchila, you should be careful not to do that. You shouldn't cut an onion that you want to use with fleishiks, even with a par of a knife, on a milchik plate. L'chatchila, shouldn't do it. If you did do it, it doesn't aser anything. Doesn't become usher, it doesn't become milchik. Many poskim hold, contemporary poskim also, that we're not choshish b'di'evit for the chachmas adam, only lechatchila. So therefore, lechatchila you shouldn't do it. And if you did it and it's easy to eat the onion with milchiks, when you cut with a par of a knife on a milchik plate, it's easy to eat it with milchiks. But if for some reason you can't do that, the onion does not become milchik just because it was cut on a milchik a plate, even though the knife hit the plate, or if it didn't hit the plate, there's no shail at all. But if it's, you're talking where you're cutting it and your pressure is touching the plate or the cutting board, then what? The knife, no, and the knife then also becomes milchik because the plate, the milchik's in the plate comes through the onion into the knife too. But again, lechatchila, you should be careful of that. B'di'evit, if you did it, it doesn't aser anything, and it doesn't really become milchik or whatever.
Why doesn't, according to that, though, you're using each knife and a
milchik
plate with
onion.
With the onion in between.
It makes a
treif. Why doesn't
the onion becomes treif too?
And what about the knife?
And the knife becomes treif, and the plate becomes treif. So according to that, right. Everything nice, so now you have milchiks, fleishiks, right, mixed together in the onion, the knife, and because of the plate. And the plate.
According to the Chochmas Adam, you have you also have a milchik knife and an onion on a par of plate would make the plate milchik.
Right, also. Make the plate milchik too. Mm-hmm. Right. It's Lamaisa, b'di'evid, everything remains okay. The Chatchila should be careful not to do it. That doesn't mean, right, people think the b'di'evid means that therefore you can do it and ask the rabbi and it'll be okay. Like we say, like b'di'evid, if you have things that you bought without good hechsherim, so sometimes if you have it already, you can have it. So some people buy it to begin with and then call me and say, well, I have it already, right? That is not called b'di'evid. That I really don't like getting those kind of shilas, because when they happen over and over again, right, they're not mistakes, they're just like, you know, I want to feel good about buying something that I shouldn't have bought, so I have it already, is it okay? Right. So a lot of times when I see that it's a pattern, I tell people it's not okay. So then it's
in any case.
What? No, no. It's anything that's a dover charif. Radishes. We had a whole list. Right. Okay. Memela. There are other situations also where it's for sure it's a problem. This problem is only where the thing you're cutting on is the problem. But if the problem is a knife, right, then everybody holds it, unless there's other possibilities, like hasn't been used within 24 hours or whatever, and it's not something that's for sure a dover charif. Okay. An extension of this is a blender, or a meat grinder, or a chopper that you use for dover charif, even though it's cold, right? But lamaisa, the blades chop up. That for sure is what's it called. First of all, you should know that in a blender or a chopper or whatever, the blades get hot. Could be they get yatsa lettuce bow, because the friction makes them very hot. But even if they wouldn't get hot, it makes no difference. If you cut an onion with milchik, knife, and you put it into your blender's milchik. And now you can't use it for cutting chopped liver or something like that. Okay. Same thing goes for a chopper, a grater. All those things have the duchkin de sakina. Okay. The same thing goes with something treif. If you cut an onion or a radish, and you find that you've cut a worm in half when you cut the radish, usually you throw away the radish. But if you're really cheap, so you'll, what's it called, the halacha is that you get rid of the worm and you cut off a thin slice off the radish where the worm touched, and the rest of the radish you could eat if you want. Okay. I think that pretty much covers duchki de sakina, except the list of what's considered a dover charif. Let's see. Here's a list here. I thought we had a list. Yeah, here's a list. Radishes that are really sharp radishes, okay, are a dover charif according to everyone. And that's garlic, onions, and here again we said that if they're cooked already, then they're not, they lose their charifus. These are only raw, not cooked. Leeks, which is like onions. Whole horseradish, not horseradish in a jar, because there's no duch in the sakina. Olives, really sour olives, right, are shaila. They're not according to everybody. Sour fruits, vegetables, lemons and esrig, sour apples, sour plums, pickled fruits or vegetables, right? There's another leniency with pickles. If they're very, juicy, the opposite. What's the opposite? They're firm. Firm pickles. There's duchah de sakina. If they're very liquidy, right, then it could be there's no duchah de sakina there at all. Salted herring also is a dover charif. Okay. So, again, there's shailas on all of them. Usually you can assume that onions are a dover charif. Radishes are for sure a dover charif. Anything else should ask a shaila, because it could be that with other leniencies, it could be mako, the thing wasn't ben yomo, and it's not for sure, and there's maybe not so much duchah de sakina, there's place to be mako.
If you don't puncture, if you just take it out,
there's no problem. As long as the thing was clean, yeah.
If you start off with raw onions, if you're starting a soup with raw onions, and you cut with a sharp knife, you're doing it in a saucepan which has been used for hot milk, but not in the past 24 hours. You then sweat them in oil, and then you add other vegetables and what have you, and then you want to liquidize them. Now the onions are cooked, but
right,
they were at one point not cooked when they went into the, what is that thing? Is that milk?
If when you put them into the pot, saucepan, whatever you call it, right, you put them into the pot, they were not cooked. And they cooked in the pot, then they have a din of a dover charif that's cooking. And even if the pot was not a ben yomo, the onions become milchik. Okay, the pot was milchik, wasn't used for hot milchiks within 24 hours, mm-hmm, but you put the onions in raw, and you cook them in there, so they absorb now the milchiks, even though it wasn't a benyomo, and they're milchik. If you took onions, parva onions, put them in a parva frying pan, fried them, right, with oil, now they're still parva. Now you put them into the milchik thing, there's not a dover charif. And if the milchik thing was not used within 24 hours, the onions are not milchik. That's halachas l'chatchil. Shouldn't use them with a fleishik of meal. But lemaisa, they're not milchik that they ask or anything. Yeah.
So the, you said the food processor is like a knife. So that means,
right,
the food processor is
a knife. Yeah.
So if the food processor is fleishik, then anything parav made in it is almost treated like something that was called a fleishik knife.
No, it's like, yes, it would be the same thing as if it were being used with a fleishik knife, but not everything you make in is a dover charev. So just the pressure of the knife doesn't make it. If the food processor hasn't been used for hot meat within 24 hours, then like anything that you'll make in a pot that was not used within 24 hours, if you could use the leftovers of that with the other kind, that's the halacha. But it's not mamish milchik, it's not barnat. It's like any not barnat where you made something that's not a dover charif in milchik or fleishik, wasn't used within 24 hours, whether you're l'chatchili, you're allowed to use it with the other thing, or b'dievet, you're allowed to use it. That's what we're going to do.
It's a dover charif, and it's not considered fleishik.
That's right, that's mamish fleishik. Okay. Okay, another leniency is if you have things mixed together. In other words, they're raw onions, but the onions aren't the predominant part. You have onions in together with chicken or whatever in a chicken salad. And the onions are the minority. They don't stand out by themselves. Then the chicken salad is not considered a dover charef. Okay. Okay, I guess that covers this thing. Okay. Any questions on this? If not, we're going to another new topic. Oh no, we didn't have to. We didn't finish this yet. How to kasha the knife. That's when we speak about needs, so we didn't yet speak about that. Next time we'll speak about that. Yeah.